all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
All right, Michelle, can you see me rolling my eyes? Oh my gosh.
Yes.
So what do we have? We have in every magazine, right? And on the online, you'll get these, you know, the top X number of healthy habits every woman needs to know.
Right.
Right. You've read them.
Yes.
I've read them.
Yes. And
so
I've written them.
I've written them. You know, it's the same thing. Right. And so let's blister through these and let's have some fun expanding upon the whole thing. Okay.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. So as a doctor, what do you hear? Pay attention to your body. Okay, that's number one. And that's like a what I call a KGO, a keen grasp of the obvious. Okay, let's do it. Okay, now what's the next one? Come on, Michelle, let's rock and roll.
No processed foods.
Duh.
No, nothing with jet fuel. Nothing with jet. If you can't pronounce it, you can't eat it. Okay, yeah, another
okay.
Duh.
Okay, all right.
You're next.
Bring your lunch to work. Seriously? Let me just have a conversation with my chef.
Take time
gosh.
For yourself. Oh,
okay.
Well, you can't make your lunch and take time for yourself. Okay, so on to the
okay.
next one.
And then get your annual exams. You know, the ones you've canceled 13 times already? Okay.
The
now
colonoscopy?
We've gone through those. All right. So yeah, these are sort of your classic ones, and they're all right. Pay attention, no processed foods, but bring your lunch to work. Basically, plan what you're going to be eating. Take time for yourself, of course, and get your annual exams. Let's get even more expansive.
Let's
all right,
do
so,
the fun ones. Fun.
All right, Michelle, just what comes to your mind?
Friendships.
Oh, okay.
Healthy women cultivating friendships.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean,
we bond.
Right, exactly.
We and bond like there's no tomorrow, and it's so healthy, and there's so much scientific research that says what you just said, Michelle, is absolutely spot on. We're out there bonding, we're friending, and we're making these networks that are literally our support system. Without those, bag it. And more importantly, what you have when you have those bonds, or you have much lower levels of stress hormone, because you know
right.
something? There's someone out there who's got your back. Right, Michelle?
Always. And it actually helps with cognitive health and longevity, which, you know, I always say to my girlfriends, where are we going to live when we're old together? Like, we already are planning all the homes that we're going to live. We're going to have a house here. You're part of this group, Pam. We're going to have places here, there, and everywhere.
Do I get my own room?
You definitely get your own room, and you get your own kitchen, so you can cook for all of us.
Well, thank you. Hello. And, you know, here's another one that women blow off all the time. It's this whole thing about prioritizing sleep. That's so important. Ladies, please, just do me a favor. If you want to know why you've got an expanding waistline and serious girth control issues, it's because yeah. every single time you cut off that sleep, all of the hormones that regulate appetite and hunger become impaired. And next thing you know, you're eating everything that's not tacked down. So do yourself a huge favor. Get some sleep and also boost your immune system. What's another one that comes to mind, Michelle?
Oh, boy. Okay. So I'm going to say it because I'm always the one having great sex, coupled
okay.
and alone.
That's right, honey. Make an appointment with yourself.
Exactly. me. It's all about me.
But it's really true. It's when researchers, you know, did MRIs of women, you know, when they were in mid-orgasm, they found they had increased blood flow to all parts of their brain. That's right. Sex makes you smarter. Just remember that, ladies. This stuff's hot. Oh, no, it really is hot. You know what I mean. I'm on a roll here. I can tell.
You are on a roll. So tell me another one.
Okay.
I didn't know I got so smart.
Well, you could actually have safe sex because it's you anyway, unless you're unsafe to start with. Oh, my gosh. But, you know, speaking of bodies, all right, can you just learn to be an expert on your own body.
Oh, you know, amen.
Look at yourself in the mirror. Just understand what makes you tick. What's good for you? What works for you? Quit trying to point at everybody else, say, I wish I had this. Listen to look at yourself. Know yourself. Do you even know what your cholesterol level is? Do you even know what kind of foods just kind of get you going and are really nourishing? I mean, this is part of that. Michelle, this is all over Empower Her, isn't it?
It is. It is. And know your numbers. I mean, I always say know your numbers. It's not that hard to learn what your numbers are, whether they're your hormone, you know, the hormone panels, blood work, whatever, but you need to know what your numbers are. And then I think too, you know, Pam, is taking your medication seriously. I'm surprised at how many women don't take their medication seriously. Like they don't understand when they are given thyroid medication that they are supposed to take it on an empty stomach, and you take it first thing in the morning and you kind of set your clock by it. So those things are critical to the success of how you feel, right?
You got it. And then, you know, of course, the two mainstays. And Michelle, you know, I rant and rave about this 24/7. The first one is, would you please just find some way of moving your body? Notice I didn't say the E word, exercise.
Yes, I noticed.
Something that you like and have fun with. And newsflash, dancing works. You know, whether you're doing hip hop, whether you're doing jazz, whether you're doing Zumba, or whether you're just plugging in your iPhone into your head, you know, cranking up iTunes and dancing around naked. Who cares? You're up, you're moving, you're joyous, you're having a good time. What about that walk? Alone or with a friend? In anything you want to do, but please, all science shows that, once again, if you want to get better sleep, if you want to feel better about yourself, have that glow, if you want to be able to keep that weight in check, especially as you're getting older, for crying out loud, assume the vertical. And then the same thing goes with eating. You know my rant and rave and all the work that I've done. Come on, natural foods. Think about what's going through your mouth. Be mindful of every mouthful. Right?
Oh, I like that, Pam. I like that. And then, you know, make sure you're not get sugaring up, which brings me to watching your alcohol consumption. Because I think for a lot of women, as they age, they, you know, start drinking more. Wine o'clock becomes, you know, at noon is noon o'clock instead of 6 o'clock. And me with my lemon drops, I have to be careful. Because I'm getting too much sugar and then the alcohol combined with it. And we also know that there's a greater risk with alcohol abuse and alcoholism. And it causes hypertension, stroke, and all these other things. So that, and then, of course, you know, let's talk about the heart, Pam.
Women come to me all the time terribly afraid of breast cancer. I'm here to tell you that heart disease is the number one killer. And they're not paying attention. Do you know what your blood pressure is? Come on. All those listeners out there, do you even know what your blood pressure is? How about that pulse rate of yours? It would take you no time at all to scope these out. The same thing goes with your cholesterol level as well. And hey, are you smoking?
Yeah,
get
that's
that thing
what I was
out
say.
Of your fingers. Put that little hummer down.
Are and all of you smoking? Closet smokers, you need to stop. We're going to do a segment on just that alone because there are so many women in America. And it's the number two killer is lung cancer, in case anybody didn't know.
You got that one down.
Then I think there's an interesting one, too, about, you know, breastfeeding and giving birth and the state of your mental health and taking care of yourself after you've given birth.
Oh, yeah, there's no question. And the final thing is meditate. Come on. All the science shows it's one of the best things you could possibly do. So when we're talking about the 5 healthy habits, we went way beyond that. We went to mind, body, and we went to places like sex. We went to places like eating and exercise. So keep all of these healthy habits in mind as you press forward, ladies.
Amen to all of this. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. I'm Michelle King Robeson with Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. Stay well.